was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. And we have a lot of things going on today. Linda's judging the talent show down at the fair tonight. I'm here with Savannah. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Good morning. 7:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's going to be a very, very busy show today. But let's start off with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor, with what's happening on Wall Street.
Well, good morning. Markets are lower to start the last trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's down 10 points at 16,723, while the NASDAQ's down 7 at 4,290, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,928. Oil's up 26 cents a barrel at $106.03, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.42%. Gold's up $1.54 this morning at $1,274, while silver's up a dime at $19.59 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Big Blue's up 80 cents at $182.04, Goldman Sachs is up 83 cents at $166.79, while 3M is down 3 pennies at $143.04. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. Financial freedom, how your investments are going, somebody that you can look across the table at and say, hey, look, what's the best way to invest my money so I can get that financial freedom I've been reading about? Give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop by their offices at Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. Well, Savannah, you know, one of the things that it is just one of the things that keeps me going when I'm perky in the morning, even though that I do a little strange things, is I can sleep at night. My sleep number setting is 35. Linda's is 40. Her sleep number setting is 40. And we thought, well, you know, how can you sleep any better? Well, I tell you what, this is how. Sleep Number has come up with something they call the Sleep IQ technology. You don't have to wear anything, nothing on you, nothing photographing you. It fits into your existing technology you have on the bed, that dual air technology. And what it does is it helps you make changes like adjusting your sleep number setting on your daily routine for best possible sleep. And now, how much is a good night's sleep worth to you? How much time do you spend in bed? Spencer's over here with his latest pet of the week from Haven Humane. How much time do you spend in bed there, Spencer?
Too much.
You know, Spencer's going too much. No, it's not too much. You need 7 to 8 hours a night. So why not find a bed that lets you sleep well? Is great price. Consumer Reports bed of the year. And it's clinically proven to help your back, your neck, and for sleep problems. That's Sleep Number. I mean, we're sold on it. Anyway, how do you find out about this? How do you get your Sleep Number bed? You head on down to the Target Shopping Center, to the Sleep Number store. You go down and you talk to Brian or Janice. They're at 1315 Churn Creek Road, right behind McDonald's in the Target Shopping Center. I guarantee you, you're going to like what you hear. And when they put you on that bed and find that number for you, you are sitting in tall cotton. Sleep Number. All right, and you heard me say his name. He's here, our pet of the week.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Okay, what you got there?
This is Stuart. I brought Stuart with me. He is a one-year-old Jack Russell mix, and, you know, he's just the sweetest
to be dog. He's licking your fingers. Oh, is that because you just had a sandwich?
No.
Okay, he just likes you.
Yeah, he just likes me. He likes everybody. He wants to come up and lick everybody.
He did. He came up and licked my fingers today.
He can't hold his liquor very well.
Okay, so
really adorable little dog. He's white with black spots all over him, and my favorite part about him is his little eyebrows right here.
He's got little brown eyebrows.
Yep, little light tan eyebrows. They just pop on his face.
That's right. Looks like two little eyes. Anyway, he's sitting here quiet in your lap. He's had his shots. He's been fixed.
He has. He is participating in our Camp Love a Pet event, which is where for the next 2 weeks he'll have a child that is dedicated to training him, to teaching him basic leash behavior, how to do his all of his basic commands like sit, stay, down. And then they'll also work on a real special trick with him. It all depends on the camper on what that special trick is.
Special trick. Like go to the refrigerator, open it up, get a can of beer, close the refrigerator door because we want to be, you know, we don't want to leave the light on in there, and bring the beer back to his master.
Without opening it.
Without opening it and being able to deposit it there. That or I don't know, make some quesadillas in the morning? I'm not sure. So that's great. And he is just very alert.
He is very alert. He is 1 year old and he's a Jack Russell, so he is a pretty active guy. So he would require, you know, a fairly active family, someone that's going to be able to take him out for walks and give him plenty of exercise. Right now he's nice and calm because I'm holding him, but he does have that wild side to him, too. He likes to run and play.
Jack Russell Terriers are just known for their enthusiasm for life, and he is. He's just sitting here looking great.
Yeah.
Okay, Savannah, you want to take him home?
He's pretty cute.
I know, but you know, Savannah wants to take home every animal, including the rabbits. I didn't think you were going to let the rabbit loose last time.
Those are pretty cute rabbits. Yeah. But this dog is cute.
The rabbits went home the same day.
I knew they did. I knew they would. I knew they would. We were out there for your Barkathon, too, and last Saturday in the 104-degree temperature. So
it was a little warmer than we were planning.
I was not barking. I was whining at that point. But the grandkids loved it. So, okay. So how do they get a hold of this dog?
You could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. I do want to remind everybody, because he is participating in Camp Love a Pet, he would not be able to go home for at least 2 weeks while he's going through his basic training.
But that's good, too, because then you can pick him out and, you know, love on him and then see, okay, at the end of 2 weeks, he's going to be well-trained and ready to go.
Yes, he'll be a great dog at the end of the 2 weeks.
He looks like a pretty good dog right now.
So if you want to guarantee him as yours, come on down and meet Stuart today.
Meet Stuart today. All right. And you're the one that names all these animals, right?
No, actually the girls do. I only name them if I see one that doesn't have a name. Most of them are named.
You know what I'm liking, and tell Mark this, is I like looking on Facebook and seeing the dogs and the cats and everybody is going home with their forever families.
Yeah, and we're going to be updating that more and more frequently as we go through the days.
It's pretty cute. And it's really great when you recognize some of the animals who've been here.
Yes.
I really like that. Okay. All right. We're 100% here, my friends. So let's take care of
Stuart.
Stuart. I keep wanting – you know who I want to call him, right? Spencer. No. Okay.
It's okay. Sebastian. You want to call me Stuart.
I'm going to call you Sebastian for a while. I'm not sure. Now I'm totally confused because it's been one of those days. Okay. Thank you very much, and good luck with Stuart there.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Okay. You know how days start off, you know, you just come in and you're just, you know, you're bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. You go, this, you know what? I'm ahead of time. Everything's working good. Then I got in here. So I'm sitting there. I'm smiling. I'm, you know, and all this. And so I'm going to make coffee. And I've made coffee 18,000 times. So what I do is I get out the coffee, you know, I'm getting out the water, you know, I'm getting all this thing, and I put the coffee in, and the thing where the water goes into the, you know, the, what do you call that thing, the filter thing. I stick it in there, and I put everything down, I turn it on. Oh, you know, I'm going to put it right directly into my coffee cup so I can get my coffee early. And I'm there, and I'm whistling, and I'm kind of like going like this, and I'm feeling my face, and I go, huh, didn't shave today. Forgot to shave. Oh, that's maybe kind of like – maybe that's why I'm ahead of time a few minutes. Okay, that's all right. I can live with that. So I grab the coffee out and then I take the first drink. That's when I kind of realize is that I left out that one important part of making coffee, the filter, you know, the thing you put the coffee in. Mm-hmm. I left that out. So what I was getting was coffee, hot coffee with no filter, so the coffee grounds are in there.
Yep.
So my teeth look like I've been chewing snuff for 5 weeks and haven't brushed my teeth. So anyway, so my day is kind of like slowed down since then. Friday the 13th, Savannah. Are you scared?
Not at all.
Oh, you're not at all? Good. Do you have something there I need to play right now?
I got something for you.
Good. Here it comes. Well, that's not exactly what I was looking for. I was looking for da 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 da. You know, drum rolls. Okay, I'm not going to say what I was going to say then until I get the drum rolls. So that'll be a little bit later. We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll be right back with our next guest, and we're going to be talking about some things going on with our veterans. We'll be right back.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Rick Bassetti. Please join me and the rest of our community for the 13th annual REU Energy Fair Saturday, June 21st, from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Market Street Promenade. This year, the Energy Fair will highlight summer cooling and how to conserve energy during the hot summer months ahead. Over 40 local vendors demonstrating REU's home performance program, Energy Star appliances, water conservation products, the latest energy-saving technologies, and a fleet of plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for kids include free REU bucket truck rides, bounce houses, recreation programs, and snow cones. Mom and Dad will enjoy bonus rebates, local food vendors, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. See you June 21st, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU. Learn. Conserve. Save.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Lynn's getting ready for judging tonight at the fair for the most talented person. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great cold drinks, too, and, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, one of our favorite places. We have a big announcement to make here. All right, you ready? Let's play it. Yes! Okay, what's the big announcement? That's the best we could find right now. Aubrey Largent, Kurt Largent's daughter, Kurt, who has a show and with us and has had it for 5 years with us, and, of course, the granddaughter of Ron Largent. Last night, Pig at the Fair, Carlita, won the grand champion, which is
and best of show.
Grand champion and best of show. Shout out to Aubrey. Linda's in here.
Grand champion and best of show.
Best of
we're
going
to go to the fair today, and we're going to check out that
victorious winner.
That's right. We're going to check out, see if it has attitude yet. And here's the other thing. We want to get, we're going to get Aubrey in here because Aubrey, you know what? Aubrey wrote me the cutest letter and put a little picture of a pig in it, you know, because he raised money. That's why. And how could you turn that down? But, Aubrey, congratulations. I know that it's a family affair raising this one. I know your brothers have steers, they're raising, but you know what? This is big. Best of show and champion hog. Carlita from the from Aubrey Larson.
Yeah, you look like you haven't shaved.
Yeah, well,
did you forget something?
Do I have grounds in my teeth too? My day started. You know, I came in here just. I'm happy. I'm a happy guy.
Good.
You know,
you had pet of the week, and that was great. Was and we have a special guest in the house.
That's right. Our next pet, Rob, Senior Chief Rob Burrows. Rob, you got something really big going on.
Good
this
morning,
weekend.
Carl. Yes, we do. Northern California Veterans Museum, along with Air Shasta, Rotor, and Wing. This Saturday at 5 o'clock, we're going to be lifting off out there at the Reading Airport. We're going to be raising the largest American flag in the world at this point, flown by a piston-driven helicopter. It's a USA American flag. It's 85 feet tall. Now, if you don't know 85 feet, that's 7 stories tall, 170 feet long. That's over half the size of a football field. We're going to be flying it around here in Northern California tonight at 6 o'clock at the Reading Anderson Fairgrounds, Shasta Fairgrounds, tonight, this evening.
So you're going to be flying around tonight, too.
We will. We'll be flying it
just
tonight.
Just kind of practicing, because tomorrow is the
good. Excuse me, did I say tonight?
Yeah, you did.
It's tomorrow night, Saturday night.
Okay, tomorrow night, because this is the – you're
I'm
going
excited.
For the, I know, you're going for the Guinness Book of World Records here.
We are.
And you have to – you just can't just tell them you've got to pay, like, what, $700 or something?
We paid $700, and we've got to document everything that we're doing. We'll be.
Did one of them come out and watch it?
No, they're not going to be out there. We're going to be filming it, documenting it, and then sending it to them, and then we'll be getting the information from them. They're completely aware of what we're doing, and we're online with them making this happen. And so it's just a fantastic opportunity for us to be able to do it, especially on Flag Day.
Yeah.
And it's a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Of course, we're still working very hard to build this museum here in Northern California. And so if you'd like to make a donation when you see that flag out there flying around, even if you don't see the flag, we'll be flying it on several occasions. But tomorrow is the record-setting date.
And tomorrow is Flag Day. And besides, okay, now what time is that going to start?
That if you want to go out and watch it take off, that's at 5 o'clock at Air Shasta out at the Reading Airport.
Okay.
And then if you're out at the fairgrounds or in Anderson there, you can go out there and watch it. They're going to fly it around at 6 o'clock when they get ready to do the races out there for the National Anthem. And so it'll be just a fantastic sight. And we're just really excited working with Dave Everson out there making this happen in our community for the Northern California Veterans Museum.
A lot of stuff going on. Now, you're going to be at the fair, Rob.
We've been at the fair for the last 2 days. It's been great out there. We actually have 4 booths out there with the Veterans Museum. We have Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and Eagles Landing Military Apparel. And so it's
now Eagles Landing. Now this is a new store you've opened up.
It's a brand new store we have in here in Reading. It's over off Bocelli, 3300 Suite C on Bocelli, across from the bike shop.
That's right. Now so you've got to be looking for it, but you're right on the end suite there.
We are.
So as you're coming down, as you go past the
Totally Trucks. Just past Totally Trucks.
Totally Trucks, but on the right-hand side is that is the little shopping center there with, if you're looking at it, a little strip mall, but in there is where Yak's used to be.
Yes.
But it also has where the driving school is and the flower shop. So if you start seeing that on your right-hand side, start looking, because as you're heading toward the Riverview, that's where it is on the right-hand side.
We are, and we've just been open now for 4 weeks. Eagles Landing supports the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound offices inside. And so Eagles Landing is a standalone business that helps support the museum. And so we're really glad to have it out there ready to go and getting the museum back online, getting the office back open to the public so people can come in and talk to us.
Okay, it starts at 5 o'clock out at the airfield. That was a question we had came in. What time does the giant flag take off? It's 5 p.m. at the Reading Airfield, not Benton Air Park, Reading Airfield.
Reading Municipal Airport, that's correct, off Knighton Road.
Okay, now, what are the things you got out there at the fair? You got big guns and stuff like
we
that?
We have the gigantic statues that we have off the Rose Parade float for the 60th anniversary of the Korean War Memorial. We have a large flag out there also. We have a really nice exhibit. And then we have the gift store also for the museum, which is Eagles Landing. And then we have all of our information that we're handing out for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services.
Judgey Mikes has really been supporting you on that, haven't
they? They have been
and Carl's
fantastic.
Jr. Yep. Carl's Jr., same family. They're great people.
They are. You know, they're extremely patriotic. They're very community-oriented.
They are.
And they have a great attitude over there.
We like them. They support the Colt 45s also. They have some games that they support. Plus, they've you know, since they've come in, they've been very, very supportive of veteran events.
All right. Yeah, we appreciate everything they do for all of our veterans.
Yeah, you know, what do you think? I just got a couple minutes here. So what do you think about what's happening in Iraq there, buddy?
I think it's terrible. I think it's outrageous. We
won the war.
We saw Marines die in Fallujah, Iraq, for the cause, for our country, for the freedom of those people, and now Fallujah is back to the insurgents. I saw Army personnel die in Mosul, and now Mosul has been turned back over to the insurgents.
I cannot believe Mosul. Mosul, of all places, is the one that I just can't believe it, because they were, you know, because of the Northern Fly Zone, they were protected for all this time. I remember going up there in 2003 and being able to walk the streets there feeling safe. And then they were just – I mean, it was just kind of like – and I realized the Kurds want their part of the pie. So I think this is what you're going to see is you're going to see Sunni, Shia, and Kurdish. Iraq's going to be broken into three regions there. But I think the Iranians are coming into it. But frankly – the fact is we won the war.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. When we left.
We won the war.
When we left in 2008, there's peace in the streets.
And, yeah, it was extremely peaceful. And the Obama administration could not get a SOFA agreement, a status of forces agreement, to put troops in there like they've been doing in Afghanistan. And this is what's happened. You just knew it was going to happen as soon as we all pulled out. So what impact is this going to have on the rest of the Middle East? I mean, already the Middle East in the has gone into turmoil. You have Egypt is back under military rule. You have Syria, which is in continual fight. Libya's nobody knows who runs Libya right now. Now you have Iraq going into civil war. They're driving down the roads. Iran is going to join into this. And then that leaves, things like maybe Saudi Arabia, Jordan. And here's Israel right in the middle of all this going, oh, this is cool.
Well, when we were there, we kept the Iranians out of Iraq. And now there's nobody to keep the Iranians out. So they're infiltrating as fast as they can to get their piece of the pie also.
You know, and Obama doesn't even know what to do. Oh, well, should we put – the whole thing is pathetic. We spent time and money, and mainly we spent lives there. Of young men and women who gave it their very, gave the ultimate sacrifice there, and we're just kind of let it go. I'm just so disappointed.
Disappointed isn't the word.
Disappointed is not strong, but it's the closest thing I can say on the radio.
Some of the things that this administration has done is almost treasonous.
It's
almost
criminal.
Treasonous.
And what do you think about, did I even get into Bergdahl?
Five insurgents. Okay, we know what one insurgent can do. You can put five insurgents out there that we already know are criminal killers.
The dream team leadership.
And now they're going to be back infiltrating again. How many more American and civilian lives are going to be lost to these five individuals who have been released back into society?
And you know what? And the sad thing about this whole thing is that Obama, I really believe the Obama inner circle, who none of them are military, by the way, had no idea that when they made this announcement, I think that, as I wrote in a blog yesterday, that they thought it was going to be an Oprah moment. Oh, hey, look, we've just saved this man, not realizing that everybody in the military knew he was a deserter, or at least suspicion that
he was
a deserter, how he left, and the fact that men were killed going after him, looking for him, and all these things. And then when his own platoon mates show up and say, hey, this guy, there's something wrong here, then they were castigated by the Democrats. So the whole thing is that it's just a complete – it's just a complete ineptness by this administration when it comes to veterans. And I, you know what? Here's what I really think. They went after Bergdahl to take the heat off the VA.
That's what they've done with everything, just like Benghazi and everything else. It's this administration, this president that we have wants to be a movie star. He's not a leader. Everything he does is in the limelight. He doesn't want to be a leader. He has no reason to be a leader. He wants to take all the glory while he has the opportunity in the spotlight.
All right, how you really feel?
That's how I feel.
Hey, my guest is Rob Burrow, senior chief in the Navy.
Carl, we work too hard for freedom to just see it flushed down the toilet like it's being
too many
flushed.
Times out on the road.
The flag that's right behind you was flown in Iraq.
That's
we
right.
flew it in Al Anbar Province.
You know what? It's Rob Burrow's U.S. Navy Seabees on
and
here.
So it's
we that, start TV. It's going to be right behind us again.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. How's your son doing?
Pardon me?
How's your son doing?
Oh, my son's doing well. He's in Kauai. He's working for Duke's over there. He was up at Anselmo's Vineyard up there as a chef, and now he's working as a chef.
Is he happy over there? He and Pup went over there together.
Right. Yeah, he's doing really good. Yeah.
Good.
And so he's healthy. He's finally got a place to stay
Chandler,
over there.
Do you know Chandler Arellano?
Yes.
Okay, you know Chandler, another Marine that fought over there in Fallujah and Ramadi. Chandler's on his way over to Hawaii to go to culinary school over there.
Well, wonderful.
Man, I know.
What a place to go, right?
You know, I didn't think, wish I'd thought of it, you know, 40, 50 years ago. I'd still be there. I'd be a beach bum right now.
Garrett cooks all day and he surfs till dark, he says.
Life is tough, but you know what?
At 21, I said, go for it.
There you go. Because you got plenty of time to, but you
know,
he's,
worked, time to do
he's
it.
A hard worker. He knows what he wants and he's going to be a success. Okay. 5 o'clock at the air, at the Reading Air Field out there
at
on
air
Saturday.
Shasta.
At Air Shasta, they're going to raise the largest flag. It's going to be the it's going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's right. And it's for the Northern California Veterans Museum. Once again, if they want to make a donation, we really encourage you to. You can go to NorCalVeteransMuseum.org to our website, and you can make a donation on our PayPal. And the person who makes the largest donation or organization that makes the largest donation will be able to get a helicopter ride in that the record-setting helicopter. And a beautiful tour over the Sundial Bridge after the
cool.
record has been set. So great. We really encourage you to come out, really watch this record setting. Hey, where else do you see a world record in Redding, California for our veterans on Flag Day for our nation from the Northern California Veterans Museum?
That's true. I mean, the one we had for the longest dead time on air right here at the station probably doesn't count. We'll be right back after these messages. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, down at the air park, down at the Reading Airfield. See the Guinness Book of World Records happen right there, a world record.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. We'll be right back.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're wondering what Dad really wants for Father's Day? You came to the right place. Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. Did we leave anything out? Maybe a tri-tip dinner, gun auction, or raffles. Well, we have that too. On June 14th, the VFW Post 1934 will be putting on their annual event to help three very worthy organizations. Kids to Camp, Books for Vets, and Healing Waters. For just a sawbuck, yeah, that's $10, you will get in the door and a few samples. Join us the day before Father's Day to help the kids get to camp, help the vets realize their dream of a college education, and help PTSD sufferers explore the possibilities.
Looking for a great car wash in Redding? You'll be more than happy with Tavan Car Wash at 1803 Hilltop, right next to Applebee's. They have a long history of providing quality exterior car washes since 1976. Tavan gently pre-washes your vehicle, and then they add that personal touch with a careful towel dry. Get the quality service you deserve by a friendly hometown crew who've worked there over 25 years. Want to be treated like family? Go to Tavan today.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:35 in the morning, and it is 63 degrees out there. Or is it? Do we know what the weather is?
It is 63 degrees.
It is? Did we do the weather yet today?
No.
Let's do weather.
Well, it is 63 degrees currently. It's going to get it to a high of 88, which is cool here in the North State, and a low of 58. Saturday is going to be a high of 92, a low of 59, and Sunday is going to be a high of 93 and a low of 61. And our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are owned and operated
locally.
Give them a call at 530-365-3793.
Lou. Hey, you know what? We had the we had the REU guys in here yesterday. One of the things they said was, hey, in the morning when it's cool, open up all your doors and everything and blah, 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 blah. And you know what? We did all that this morning, and it is. It just absolutely breezes, and it's, and you think about, oh, gosh, you know. But we leave early, so it's sometimes we don't, because Linda's running around and doing things today and getting ready for tonight, is we can leave those doors open. It really cools off the house. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts. You can't find – if you want organic, raw food – anything, any type of supplement, you head down to Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. They have nutritionists on the staff to assist you, classes on health and diet, any type of raw food and organic food. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. Okay. We've got all these things that we have to do, but let's go start off with Loita Rhodes. Loita and Paul Poley. Loita, let's start with you.
Good morning, everyone. I am here to promote the most wonderful event we have coming on June 19th at Riverview Country Club on Bocelli Lane. It is our regular membership meeting of Republican Women, Reading Republican Women Federated. And for $5 more and showing up at 6 p.m., you get to have a full dinner and lots of entertainment. And I have to say, no boring speeches.
No boring speeches. Well, that's good. What is this going to be? When's it going to be again?
It's going to be June 19th, coming up this next Thursday at Riverview Country Club on Bocelli Lane.
Okay, and what can people expect there? Just a night of frivolity or what?
I mean, yes, a night of frivolity. Music is the feature, and it's to celebrate being an American. You know, we need to celebrate it once in a while. Bad things happen to us. We need to start thinking good and be happy we're Americans and defend that we are.
Well, we are happy to be Americans. And, yes. You know, there's a lot of things that need to be changed around here. You know, everybody was hoping for hope and change. And now we hope that change is over and that we need to make some other changes here in these elections. And, you know, frankly, whoever gets elected in this, I hope they have what's best for America at their hearts, you know, and actually believe in something. So this is going to be on June 19th, and how do people get a hold of you? Or who do they get a hold of?
They call for reservations. We need them by the end of the day, this coming Tuesday. Please call 225-6691, Loita Rhodes, or Tammy Gerhart, and she is at 243-3724.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Paul Poley, you're here.
I'm here to talk about SIRS, which is Sons in Retirement. Before I get going, I saw where I've been listening to you taking that cruise going to Europe.
I have done that exact cruise,
and if you haven't signed up for that, I'll tell you what, going out there, I think it's in August.
Yeah, we're going August 15th. It'll be a two-week cruise all around the British Isles. Every day is a different port, but we end up in Normandy. And we're able to, and we just talked to somebody who just got back also. And it's just absolutely fabulous, the whole thing.
The ride out to Normandy is unbelievable. They have a mock-up of the invasion fleet. All the people coming in, it's all on a table.
Really?
It is fantastic.
She said that she was there. The French were giving history lessons in the cemetery there, you know, because they had 8,000 Americans die that day. And the children of that area in that region all learn about what happened on D-Day because it has such a huge impact on their lives. Here they were under the boot of the Nazis and the Americans and the British and, you know, the Free French, came back and at the cost of great cost of lives, freed their country. And they teach them this, where we don't hear that in our
country. No, and the cemetery itself is American. It was dedicated to the U.S.
It is. It's taken care of by American. And from what I understand, the only other cemetery that has really been kept up as well as the American is the German cemetery.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, you know.
And it's just – and you're going to Edinburgh, which is probably – I don't know if you've ever been there, but to me, that's the most beautiful, interesting city in the world.
Well, I like – I've been there – well, I'm not sure if I've been to Edinburgh. I've been – I have been there, but it was just like driving through. But we're going there for the military tattoo. And from what I understand, you know, it's organizations from all over the world marching in, drums, fifes, all different nations coming in and with their best of their military in parade. So
yeah,
it's going to be fun.
It's fantastic.
It's not too late to sign up. By the way, it's not too late to sign up for this thing if you want to give Avante Travel a call because we don't leave until August. And, you know, they'll be able to leap through their grommets and find a way to get you on and get you into a great room and then just be with us because there's about 30-something of us that we're going to be kind of traveling together in the sense of going to, you know, some of these events. Doesn't mean we're all attached to the hip, but so we can see Normandy. So we all kind of stay together from Reading, and we're going to give Ted Lighty, retired Command Sergeant Major, and myself are going to give a class or a presentation on Normandy and D-Day. And it's going to be a great time. So if you're thinking about it and you got a few $1,000 laying around, call Avante. Okay.
Well, I got my commercial in. Now I can talk about CSRS. CSRS stands for Sons in Retirement. We're a nonprofit corporation for retired men. We have 20,000 members and 150 branches. And we go from Bakersfield to Mount Shasta and Tahoe to the coast, where we support no outside causes. We prohibit discussions of politics or religion. We're just a fun group of guys that get together to meet other retired guys and have fun. We have clubs that are involved in there. We have golf. We have a 9-hole golf for the guys like me that are not very good. We have an 18-hole golf. The 18-hole golf plays all over the North State. We play Riverview. We play Mount Shasta. We play all the nice courses in the North State. We also have a fishing group, and the two guys from the club that run the fishing group are both ex-Bass Pros, and they bring in guest speakers. We get people like Gary Morales that teach you how to troll and fish for trout, and it's a great experience. We have a computer club. If you're not up on your computer, these guys are teaching. In fact, the two guys that run the club also teach the computer class at the library. We have poker group. In fact, you can't see me, but they can. One of the guys that ran the poker group has a step-down room, and I went head first into a table.
I thought y'all maybe just had a, you know, somebody caught you with the fifth ace or something like that and punched you in the face.
Well,
okay, now, Paul, how do people join CSRS? How do they get to
Well, that? We meet on the third Wednesday of the month, and we meet at the Elks Club.
Okay.
We meet at 11 o'clock. We have a lunch that's catered by San Francisco Deli.
Oh, good guys. Just there yesterday.
And it costs $10. You get your iced tea or coffee, whatever you want, your lunch. It's very reasonable.
So, and
we always have a guest speaker. In fact, in July, our guest speaker is going to be Bob Reed, who's the football coach or used to be the football coach at Anderson.
Uh-huh.
They named everything after him. And he's going to talk. He went to the NFL Combine, and he's going to talk about what an experience it was to go to the NFL Combine.
So when's the next meeting?
The next meeting is July the third Wednesday. I didn't write down the date, but I think it might be the 18th?
16th.
16th.
Okay, the 16th of July, and is there a phone number, anybody, if they want to call?
You can call me at 510-1036. It's Paul Poling, 510-1036.
Okay, and that's for SERS, that's seniors in retirement?
Seniors in, and the wives like it when the guys join, because when you retire, you're all together 24/7, and this way, you got a great opportunity to get the husband out of there. So you wives, get your husband
probably
out.
Probably could even drive you and drop you off and pick you up 2 days later. Okay, now, Loida, one more time. It's on June 19th at the Riverview Country Club. But they have to get a hold of you before that to make a reservation.
Yes.
Who do they call, or where do they go to make the reservation?
Please call 530-225-6691. Or another number for you is 243-3724. Please call by this coming Tuesday to make your reservation.
Okay.
Just one more quick thing. We also have the Republican women have a booth at the fair. Go by and see us. And if you're interested in SERS, they'll take down your name and get a hold of us too.
Okay.
Even though we can't get political, they can pass it on.
Okay. All right. So you're at the fair too. Yeah, these are always fair. I'll see you today sometime, because I'm going to the fair and I love those. I mean, I go over and I look at the championship pig. I look at the FAA champion pig, best of show pig, which belongs to Aubrey Largent. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at ratingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, Four Winds Jewelry, estate jewelry, any type of jewelry really that you want. The only watch repair guy in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. You'll love Leonard. Everybody does when it goes in and talks to him. He is a straight shooter, he is. Give him a call at 222-2750. I just got people asked about Dan Fagan. He said, you know, we left in, it wasn't under bad circumstances or anything. It just wasn't working for Dan, here. So, but we just heard his Dan is back up in Alaska. Somebody just told me, said they saw that. Well, so, you know, best of luck to Dan. Tomorrow is Savannah's birthday. Good morning. You know, hey, Savannah. So, you know what? You're getting old, kiddo.
I know.
How old are you?
25 tomorrow.
Let me think about that. You know what? I'm going to bring in next week when I see you a boot that I've had that's older than you.
Yep.
I'm not even going to talk about socks, but boots. Boots that are older than you. I know I've got uniforms older than you. I mean, just because you keep those uniforms, stress blues. So, and you can see one that's older than you.
Wow.
Well, see, but most people don't keep clothes that long. But then again, you're not in the military. Okay. A lot of things going on here. Let's start talking about all the things that are, you know, it's Friday. We're going to have Kristen Schrader is going to be here. She's running for city council. That'll be 8:00. What are some of the things that are going on? Am I hearing music? Somebody. Somebody left a person here, and her phone's going off. Hey, on Saturday, we've got the Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew from VFW, Veterans Foreign War Post. VFW Post 1934 presents WWCB at the Veterans Memorial Hall from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tickets are only $10, and all the profits there are going to go to scholastic groups here in the city of Reading. And gosh, you know what? They've got everybody that's going to be there. Lost Coast, Slangs, Sierra Nevada, Reading Distribution Company, Kids to Camp, NorCal, Brewing Solutions, Wildcard. Everybody's going to be there. And here's your chance to go from 4 to 8 p.m. and make a difference and go down there and see them and go in and have a brew, have a cigar, tobacco and brew, of course. It's always supporting these veterans events. And then we've got Peter Pan's going to be this weekend. And guess what? Saturday, June 14th at 1 p.m., we have tickets. So if you call up 605-4567 and you want to go to the Reading Dance Center, Peter Pan exhibition there that are just give us a call, 605-4567. I've got several tickets here, so if you want four tickets, we'll do that. 605-4567. Then, of course, we have at Benton Air Park, we have the Aviation Day for the fathers. It's Father's Day at Benton Air Park, and you can have Dad go up on a flight up there. Aviation Day, and it starts at 7 a.m. It goes to 2 p.m. But breakfast is served from 7 to 11. It's going to have a great time. You have ham, eggs, and pancake breakfast. $7 for adults, $5 for children. Antique aircraft. Everything is happening there. So that's on Father's Day. So that's Sunday. So Elks Lodge is hosting a Spirit for the Flag also on Saturday, and that goes from noon to 6. And as you just heard, Rob Burrows is saying they're going to do out at the at Reading Airfield at the Reading Airport, not the one at Benton, but the Reading Airport. They're going to lift the largest flag, going for a Guinness Book of World Records, and for the largest flag flown. So all that happens, and of course we've got baseball tomorrow night. Saturday night, Colt 45s are doing great. You can hear it all, of course, right here on CNR 1460. And what else is going on? The fair. And we're going there tonight. Linda's judging the talent contest. And I'm going to walk around and visit everything. And I understand that corn dogs are coming in three sizes there, Savannah. It comes, you know, because this is where I break. I never have a corn dog unless it's at the fair. So I can go for 2-3 years. Except every time there's a fair here, I go, I have a corn dog. That's kind of like my guilty pleasure.
I do the same thing.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like corn dogs?
I like junk food.
Junk food. How about
I choose not to eat it, but when I'm at the fair.
You've got to.
You've got to.
Everything is suspended. All belief is suspended. If you think you can actually put a, you know, flip a coin and it lands on this plate and it's going to stay there, no. WD-40 them. Did you know that?
I'm not surprised.
I don't know if they do that. I just made that up. Or those little rings you throw. Those little rings are too small to get over those things. I mean, if you actually think you can win some, they hire people to walk around with those big prizes.
Seriously?
No, I'm just okay. You know, Savannah, like, Savannah, you are too easy.
I'm like, wow.
Savannah
really
believes me when I say it. But so does Linda. You know, I'll say, you know, for a long time, she thought Carl wasn't my real name. I told her, yeah, I was working Intel, counter Intel. I said, this is the name. This is the cover they gave me. And she would look at me. She goes, I looked up your mother. I said, part of the cover, part of the cover. That wasn't my mother. It was a woman from New Jersey. He just used her face. Anyway, let's go on. No auto racing at the fair. No auto racing on 4th of July down there either. And it doesn't really say why, except they think that the speedway operator may have pulled out. Shasta County planners have delayed again on the permits for Amden LLC to build their businesses down there. They can't even sell them because nobody will give them this. You know, and as they said yesterday, we were taken down the road by the Shasta County, and it's cost them lots of money. But that's not the only ones that have done this. But, you know, there's not going to be any changes. There's never going to be any changes because we keep electing the same people. We talked about Iraq under siege from Islamic militants. And while Burroughs was here, that was, you know, we won that war. And people go, oh, you didn't win? Yeah, we won it. It went from 100 incidents a day, shooting our way through alleys and up and out through, one was called RPG Alley or IED Lane. When they went back, they were actually walking around without helmets in these areas. And then since then, as soon as we pulled off our troops, I could just say, okay, how long is it going to take? Oh, about this long. And now they're heading for Baghdad. This is just pathetic. Another example of failure. Another failure in this administration in foreign policy. You know, next year they'll say, what difference does it make? You know, how about all the lives we lost and all the money? Mainly all the lives we lost. I could care less about the money. You know, we're there to fight. And even after you win, you just lose it. Where is our national spirit? Where is our national resolve? Do we have any anymore? Do we care? And now we're being overrun at the border. Thousands of kids under this, and because the Obama administration has given these signals to everybody. So, oh, hey, you know what? Immigration's here. You know, okay, we're not going to throw anybody out. In fact, we're suspending throwing people out. So thousands and thousands and thousands of these children are being pushed to the border and across by their parents. So then once their kids are there, then they can come and all this. And it is just another policy that has failed under this administration. I don't know when it's going to be enough for everybody. I don't know when it's going to be enough because at some point we're going to implode here. And it's nothing, you know what, people, oh, well, we're a nation of immigrants. We're a nation of immigrants under some kind of control. We're going to have a German on here, a guy I met on when I was riding at Harley, and I met him in Arizona. He has 48 radio stations over there. In fact, free radio stations, public radio stations, didn't start to 1985 in Germany. And he started it there. He said the one station wouldn't make money, and nobody has them is talk radio, which I found interesting. But he's going to come on. But you know what? He's going to talk about what people love about America and the freedoms and all this. But we're going to also talk about what's going on in his country and what's going on in Europe with what's and how you can come even draw a parallel. You can see it happening here because we have no leadership that wants to stand up and say America first. What's wrong with America first? What's wrong with saying, you know what, let's take care of our citizens and our veterans and the people that live in this country that are here as citizens legally before we take care of everybody else. Why don't we just shut down the border? What's wrong with shutting down the border? Somebody needs to tell me what's wrong with shutting down the border. Can anybody explain this to me? Why we can't shut down the border? Because we could. It's easy. You could do it probably with half the forces you think it would take. Anyway, hey, we'll be right back. Kristen Schrader, running for city council. We'll get back into a better mood now that Kristen's here. She's a good person. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An enormous humanitarian crisis appears to be shaping up in Iraq as militant Islamists are bent on overthrowing the government and now approaching Baghdad. Rupert Colville is with the UN Human Rights Office.
Reports received by UNAMI, the UN mission in Iraq, to this point suggest the number of people killed in recent days may run into the hundreds, and the number of wounded is said to be approaching 1,000.
Meanwhile, the United Nations says hundreds of Iraqi citizens have been killed as militants carry out summary executions in Mosul.
The UN says it knows that 17 people were executed in Mosul 2 days ago. They were civilians believed to be working for the Iraqi police and were allegedly killed by Islamist militants who had overrun the town. In a separate incident, 12 Iraqi soldiers were also executed. The UN estimates that hundreds of people have been killed in the fighting in recent days and says the Iraqi army has also been shelling civilians.
That's BBC's Imogen Folks reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry speaking in London today said the U.S. is ready to offer aid.
We've already taken some immediate steps.
But he, along with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, stressing those steps will not include U.S. boots on the ground in Iraq. President Obama makes a visit to Indian country in the upper Midwest today.
The president travels to a Native American reservation in North Dakota, where he said he wants to hear firsthand about their challenges. Native Americans suffer from high poverty and dropout rates, and the president plans to announce new economic initiatives during his visit to Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in Cannonball this afternoon.
That is SRN News White House correspondent Greg Cluxett. On Wall Street, a little better showing for the major indexes today after a big loss yesterday of 110 points. In early trading right now, it's a Dow up by about 30 points. The S&P 500 up by 7. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Lumber Liquidators' low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid-click strand bamboo for just $219 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
Electric car maker Tesla Motors opening access now to its patents to accelerate electric vehicle development. More from SRN's Jeremy House.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the company will share several hundred patents and won't sue those who use them. Musk says the patents could provide modest help to other companies developing electric cars. He knows Tesla has received few requests for technology from rivals, partly because the patents were blocking access. The earliest any of Tesla's current patents expires is 2026, so the company is relinquishing a potentially valuable long-term advantage.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, another recall involving General Motors. This time, it is about 500,000 Camaros being recalled over ignition switch issues. GM says drivers' knees can bump the key and knock the switch out of the run position, which, of course, can cause the engine to stall, and that would knock out both power steering and brakes and could cause drivers to lose control. This is SRN News. A new way of using laptops, namely watching full-length feature films, calls for a new kind of screen, according to Samsung. That's why they're upgrading screens.
This is Samsung's thinnest and lightest tablet ever. Next.
That's Samsung Electronics American Senior Vice President Michael Aberry, who says that the new tablet computers from Samsung will feature screens that are richer in color than standard LCDs. Even as Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes as the nation's official flag in 1777, another American banner was making history on Revolutionary War battlefields, one George Washington carried into battle. It's going to become part of a permanent museum collection in Philadelphia.
We think the highlight will be Washington's tent. It's an amazing thing that this humble piece of fabric still exists. We've gone to great lengths to conserve it.
That's Z. Ann Mason, Vice President of the Museum of the American Revolution. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. If it's happening, it's happening here. 8:05 in the morning here on June the 13th, Friday the 13th. Hope that doesn't bother anybody. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Good morning, Savannah's here with me. How you doing, Savannah?
Good morning.
What's it look like for weather today?
It is currently now 64 degrees, going to get up to a high of 88, bright and sunny with a low of 58. Saturday's looking at a high of 92. Low of 59, and Sunday's going to be a high of 93, low of 61. And our weather is always brought to you and sponsored by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family-owned and operated locally, so give them a call at 365-3793.
Discounts for seniors and veterans, too, out there. And so it means great fair weather for the next couple of days. Now, let's find out what's happening on Wall Street with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. Markets are higher in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 50 points at 16,784. NASDAQ's up 20 at 4,316, while the S&P 500's up 7 at 1,937. Oil's up 31 cents a barrel at $106.84, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.41%. Gold's down 60 cents this morning at $1,273, while silver's up 4 pennies at $19.58 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Nike's down 70 cents at 74.07. Johnson & Johnson's down 2 pennies at 102.51, while McDonald's is up 56 cents at $100.32. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908, right here. Josh is just one of the many advisors, and there are several advisors, not many. There's several that are just so good at what they do. Financial freedom, investments, give them a call, 243-7561. And then you can, after set up an appointment, talk to them and go on down and sit across the table from them. Something you can do with local people here. And they are truly, really good. Hey, you know, you're talking about it's 88 today. It's going to be 92 tomorrow, but I can guarantee you in about another week or two, it's going to be 100 and something, and it's going to not get any better. So that's why you need to give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642. We had Reading Electric Utility on. They're getting ready, of course, to have an energy fair. But one of the things, they had ideas of how to keep your house cooler. But one of the ways is to make sure that system you have is working up and is working perfectly. Your air ducts are pushing the air through. There's no leaks in it, that the filters are clean, and that it's operating at the highest rate it can, at the most economical rate. And Martin and his people can ensure that happens at Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Again, give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Well, we're here in our continuing series of getting to know the candidates. And so far, we've had Patrick Jones and Francie Sullivan and Brent Weaver and Michael Tequisto. And today, Kristen Schrader. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Good, just good.
This is okay, let me lean you in here a little bit further. Okay, there you go. So, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great. Hey, you know, most people, if, you know, when I ask them why, you know, they're running, I kind of know why Michael DeQuisto is running, and then Brent talked to us about it. But, you know, here, you know, you've got your own business, you and your husband, I believe.
Yes.
And you've been involved in education a lot. Been on, I think, the school board.
16 years.
16 years on the school board. And now you're running for city council.
Mm-hmm.
A thankless, pitiless job where you don't get paid for it. I can't think of any really good reason to do it, except why.
I'm glad you asked. Carl, I do have 16 years experience and as a school trustee and a community leader, and it's a critical time in our community. I have the skills and experience to be an effective city council member, and I can get things done.
But you've never served on city council, but then again, we've got three others that are running that have never served on city council either.
Well, I think my experience as a school trustee is incredibly valuable because we have a budget of $42 million. We have 400 employees. We've had to approve budgets for 16 years in times when in bad economic times. I think out of those 16 years, there might have been a couple years that we received adequate funding from the state. So I'm used to making tough decisions on budgets, looking at our employees and finding ways to respect their work and pay them what we think they're within our budget. So a lot of that experience transfers over well to city council.
What do you think about this new tenure decision that the judge just made to end tenure?
Fascinating. I think we'll have to see how it all shakes out. I the most important thing is we need the highest quality teachers for our students. We need to, as a board, for example, we approve the direction that we want our district to go in. We make sure that we have the right staff. So that's critical. So however we need to accomplish that through this new decision or the enforcing the rules we have now, that's the most important thing.
Senate's getting ready to pass a bill I just saw today that you may have seen it already, that's going to make it a lot easier to fire teachers who have both drug and performance problems. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that one.
And I don't mean to spring that on you, but I just saw it today. Yeah. I think they've been talking about it.
Yes.
And I just wonder if this tenure decision had anything to do with that.
I think there's a component in the tenure decision about the components of how you can release teachers or fire teachers. In any employment, in my work, at my experience as an employer, those are critical decisions that you need to be able to make in a way that's the most effective. So I support the reasonable the ability to make choices about teachers that make the most sense for the kids. We want our kids to
have the best for kids.
We want the best for kids, and the process has been a little bit lengthy. It needs to be more responsive.
That was me raising my eyebrows as far as I could possibly raise them and not have them hit the back of my neck. I mean, there's spots down in L.A. They've got 200 and something teachers down there because they're on some kind of suspension because they can't fire them. So they make them show up. And then you know what? That's bad for everybody else's morale. So let's just send them home with like a GPS bracelet or something. I mean, is the time for tenure gone?
I don't know about that, but I think we need to look at effective hiring, effective release of the teachers who are not performing.
I look at tenure, it's almost as like I look at working for the government, that it's very difficult to get rid of government employees, if you're looking at the VA, obviously.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that gets to the process, and I think we need to find workable solutions that are reasonable both for the employees and the employer.
Last part then about education, and then we'll just move on from there because you are so ingrained in our education system here. Yeah. Common Core.
Common Core. I support Common Core mostly because I think what it does is it raises the bar. It clarifies some instructional curriculum requirements we want for our kids, kindergarten through 12th grade. In our local community, we've done amazing work on Reach Higher Shasta, for example. Even before Common Core came about, so we can implement the most meaningful curriculum and expectations for our students. So for me, Common Core is clarifying the expectations and doing it across the country so that all of our students are the most competitive when they graduate from high school.
The Common Core also is that tied into federal guidelines and federal money, though, isn't it? If you don't teach what they want you to teach, they pull the money.
Actually, you know, it wasn't started by the federal government. It was really started by a group of governors and educators who said, we think we need to have better standards that mean more. For example, they changed the standards in math and English mm-hmm. so that a lot of studies showing that it will help our students become better prepared in our local and state, U.S. economy and the global economy, which is what we want for our kids.
Okay. Our guest is Kristen Schrader, who is running for Reading City Council. But the reason we're talking about education is she's been on the county board?
I've been on the Shasta Union High School District Board for the mm-hmm. last 8 years, and before that I was on the Reading School District Board for 8 years.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and her people are just outstanding people out there. Every one of her caregivers, and I've met a lot of her caregivers. How do I meet caregivers? Because I go to events that the Home Helper has, and also I met a lot of their caregivers, and what great people they are. All of them are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. She's had them for, you know, she's had this, it's her 10th anniversary this year, and she's had some of them for 8-9 years that are still with her, so you can't say enough about that. She also supports veterans and veterans' causes. Many of our veterans have been helped via Sharon Clark and Reading Home Helpers. Call her for a free home in consultation, where she can tell you what your family needs and help you with that at 226-8350 or check out her website, readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
As you know, I love sharing the great letters we get, like this one. Lori and Bruce Burton came up from Chico and purchased a 2014 Honda Accord. And Lori writes,
from the moment we got to Crown, we knew we were in good hands. All our questions were answered, even some we hadn't thought of. Crown made car buying enjoyable.
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM, 800-800-ALARM.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Linda's getting ready for her judging of the talent contest at the fair tonight, which means I get to go to the fair with her and go early and go around and see all the places. I get to go see all the vendors who sell things. I've got 46 sets of Ginzu steak knives. Would you like a set, Kristen? Kristen Schrader's with me today. She's running for city council and Reading City Council. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. I just shot last night with John Bastiani in our trap team shooting out at Reading Gun Club, which is a great place. Bastiani Arms, located right on Larkspur 2539. Okay, now John is offering up a Colt Python, the icon of revolvers, a 357, and he's offering it up for a raffle. Items at $10 a ticket. You can get 12 of them for $100. And the proceeds on this go to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, our local chapter here. It's a beautiful gun. Like I said, it's an icon. And you can't buy them in California anymore because, you know, they stopped making them and it doesn't pass all those little weird tests. You can't buy them in gun stores, but you can buy them from other, from private owners. And it is absolutely, it's like 98%, almost like it's been in a box all this time. So head on down to 2539 Larkspur or give him a call at 222-8222. Plus the fact, of course, is all the guns he has in stock, all the ammo he has, they're all at fair prices and great gunsmithing, all at Bastiani Arms. Kristen Schrader here. What do you think about the Second Amendment there, Kristen?
I think,
since I'm just talking about it, and guns.
Guns. Well, you know, recently I decided that I needed to learn how to use firearms better, so I would be a safer use, because our family does own guns, and we are hunters. My husband and son have hunted, and so I believe we need those rights, and so I'm supporting the Second Amendment.
So then you believe in the right to carry and to have to be able to buy guns if you're a person that passes background checks and all that?
Yes, I think that we need to have a balance between, you know, some safety precautions, because there are people who should not own guns for reasons that
I'm not going to. I will not argue that at all.
Right, yeah. And that's what I. So that's where I think we need to find the balance between having the the ability to own weapons, firearms, and
I know. When you say weapons, firearms. Okay, yeah, a balance between owning firearms. You know, like, you know, if felons, if you're a felon, you've given that right up. If you're use drugs and all these things, and then I think the other one is mentally defective. There,
because
all these are illegal already.
Correct, and I think we need to enforce the rules that are there and allow people to who can safely use them and use them for the right reasons.
Okay, all right. You decided to run. What are your priorities for the city of Reading if you were king?
Or queen.
Or queen. You're right. I'm still trying to get over the Weaver thing. You know, I was going to Quisto Weaver. Now I am to the Queen. All right.
No,
they can be your your underlings.
Okay. No, I want to city council member will be the title I would like to have on November 4th. The priorities are a result of talking to many people in the community, my experience in our community with working with a lot of organizations and businesses, hearing concerns. I think the top priority is public safety, is community safety. And the other priorities would be jobs, economics, making education, having a balanced budget at the city, and maintaining our infrastructure.
Okay, let's start with public safety. We're up to our rear ends in bad guys. We can't keep them in jail. We don't have enough room.
Right.
So how would you handle that? I mean, Paletti's out there arresting them. The sheriff's trying to hold them. I'm not, you know, of course, nobody is casting aspersions about the sheriff or the police. Police say they need more people.
I believe they need more sworn officers in the street. And unfortunately, with the bad economic times, we've lost some of our sworn officers, lost some of the community service officers.
Yeah.
Which, so if we hired back more community service officers, which is a little bit less expensive,
that's money. Yeah.
Then we could have more sworn officers in the street who are now doing the work of some of the, you know, the community service officers. That's one way. We obviously need to find more revenue, so possibly looking at finding inefficiencies in the current expenditures we're making in City Hall. We'd be able to free up some money to spend on public safety.
How about privatization? How do you feel about privatization?
For city
functions, like we privatized the library, we privatized the call center. What about privatizing things like garbage collection?
I think there have been some studies on doing other privatization. One of them you didn't mention was the Civic Auditorium. I mean, that worked well. The library is amazing. Facility and organization in our community. So I think that where we can find, you know, ways that will work to the city's benefit, that could be evaluated. I thought when you said privatize, we're still talking about public safety. So public safety, though, to focus back on that, I think we do need to find more revenue to be able to hire more public safety sworn officers. And community service officers.
So we go through and what are we going to do with the people? What ideas do you have for warehousing our bad guys?
Well, as you were talking about the other day, it does cost a lot of money to incarcerate people. So even if we had the jail space, it still costs money for the county to run the facilities. So I think we need to be effective on finding the offenders who can be helped out of their situations that they're in, if it's drugs, alcohol, it's education, attainment, they hang around with bad, you know, with people who have also bad habits, then we need to find the programs and the resources in our community, work collaboratively as we do with, as a result of AB 109, and reduce the number of people who are committing, you know, the crimes in ways that will help them be more productive in our community. That's one solution. I think it's a long-term proposition. We didn't get to this point in time overnight, and we need to work collaboratively within the community.
Well, I think pretty much we did get this way overnight because AB 109 came. And until then, we had it under control, even to the point we could stop, you know, we could close a floor of the jail down, which I think was a horrible message to be sending out to people. What you're saying, and it's true, it's going to take time. It's going to take years to do this. And then Tom's got a new jail he's building. Hooray for Tom. It's going to be modular so you can add things to it. But that's 3 years from now. Right now we've got people roaming the streets, going into people's cars. At night the Denzians are walking through. We're starting to have a random shooting down in one of our major thoroughfares. You can look out. You can't walk the streets without seeing perfect examples of things like the new bike lane is going to be taken up by people pushing shopping carts, as far as I'm concerned. I'm asking everybody, what's your solution for taking those people that they arrest and trying to at least keep track of them? I mean,
well, there could be better use of possibly technology with bracelets or ankle. Obviously we need to. I really do feel like just putting them in. Incarcerating them, certainly some of them, that's where they need to be. But the ones who can change or can accept rehabilitation and, you know, will be productive, we need to focus on them. And then there's some that we're probably not going to be able to help. But we do need to have...
Still got to be able to grab them and bring them in.
Well, that's why we need more police officers. So I think it is a deterrent, as Chief Paletti has said many times, having them arrested, even if we can't always keep them in jail for the time period we want, it still is a deterrent for them when they're arrested.
Okay, it is. No, and don't get Don't think I don't believe that. You know, yeah. The having more that you can arrest and bring them in. It's just as that we have such a revolving door. And having gone through the jail, as I have for 3 hours, and sitting down with the people who have to make these decisions, I mean, it's not easy for them. And how do they do it? And how do they keep turning them loose? But, okay, would you be in favor of advanced technology to help the police, like cameras or drones?
I'd like to hear what the police officer, I'd like to hear what their position is on them. I'm not up on the exact technology and what the scope of mm-hmm. them are.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Christian Schrader, who is running for a position on the city council, the Reading City Council. It's probably because of the great pay. What is it, $500 a month?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you can donate it
back.
That's
not why I'm doing it.
I know. You know what? Who would do it for $500 a month when you go home and people write nasty things on your window of your car? things like that. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about, when you talked about public safety, I want to talk about jobs, your second priority.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning. 65 degrees out there, going up to 88. Perfect weather for the Fair. And this whole weekend of events is just hundreds of things going on. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I tell you what, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Yeah, you get to sit in there and chat with each other. It's kind of like the Cheers of barbershops. It's kind of like Five Star Bank is the Cheers of banks, which is, I don't know if you go to Five Star Bank, but it's great. I mean, it's okay. I'm doubling up here on commercials, but I don't mean to, because it's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Go on down there. You're going to have a great time. Okay. My guest today is Kristen Schrader, who is running for Reading City Council. And we've established it's not for the money. which is $500 a month. I think it takes that much longer to probably clean all the toilet paper off your trees, you know. If you're, you know, and how much hatred can you take at one time? You know, I mean, come on. We're talking about her priorities for the city. And before we start with my questions, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I have a question there for the candidate for city council. Being said, the only place that the city can get money, all these candidates come up and say, well, this is what we need. We need more policemen. We need all of this and we need all of that. But they don't say how they're going to get the money. So they either have to raise taxes or create a tax base. Now, we have a industrial park out here that's totally useless right at this point. What would she think about hiring somebody to go to the city, go to the cities, and with incentives, get people to come up here and build factories to increase employment, increase the tax base, and the people that come up here to work in those factories would also increase the tax base, and then they would have the money to do what they want to do. I'd like to hear the answer to that.
Well, actually, Henry, you asked the question and had great answers to your question, because it is true that we need to find tenants for Stillwater that would bring new revenue to our community that we could spend on the services that are needed, including public safety. So I support the City Council or City of Reading offering incentives and looking for ways to increase the opportunities for businesses.
Well, tell me what kind of incentives you'd do.
Well, right now they just updated the incentives, and I don't have the specifics on exactly all, you know, whether it's tax incentives or employment incentives. So I couldn't give you the specifics on, but I do know the City Council recently updated their incentive package, not just for Stillwater, for other locations.
Look at it this way. To build a house in the city of Reading, and based on square feet, but the average house costs $35,000 in permits to build a house.
Correct. Okay.
Now, this is one reason that there isn't too much building going on up here.
Well, the economy is another reason. There's
a lot of people out of work.
Right. The economy is another reason why we haven't had as much building going on. And
well, no, a goodly amount of the building is due to the fact that there is not. There's too many fees, too many attachments. To do a subdivision up here, a minor subdivision, a four-parcel split, would take 2 years to go through. When I first came to Reading, it was 90 days.
So what you're suggesting is that we need to look at the approval permitting process and hopefully have a more streamlined process?
Yes, what you've got in Reading is a group of people, a staff of people, who are protecting their own jobs by stalling. Now, you're going to have to get rid of some of these people or change their attitude. If you go into the city of Reading to get anything done, the first answer is no.
Well,
they are not for growth.
Henry, let Kristen address this.
Well, I just mentioned that I do think that we need to evaluate and make sure that the process is streamlined so that all of the issues are addressed as quickly and efficiently as possible. So when you go in with your building plans, that there isn't ways that it's stalled. I think recently, though, there have been some problems with understaffing, so they didn't have the staff levels to process things as quickly as we would all like them to.
Last,
how long does it take to look at a set of plans?
Well, I actually, my husband and I have built homes. We're currently working on a subdivision in McLeod, so I'm very familiar with, there's a multitudes of approval processes, not just there's state levels, county levels, so it can take time. We, in our community, we want it to be efficient, but we want the job to get done correctly, and we want it to be as efficient as possible.
Hey, Henry, we got other people lined up here.
Okay.
But thanks a lot for the questions, because they're good questions. The fact is that if one person goes in to get, to get a permit, they end up dealing with numerous people. There's got to be a way of streamlining this, mm-hmm. and your opponents have coming up with some ideas. The next question coming in over the chat room is Costco. Costco's looking at pulling out of here because they can't get the Oasis Road project done. But would that be one of your priorities, the Oasis Road project for Costco?
Well, I think projects that can benefit our community with jobs, or as the recent caller talked about, the need for increased revenue, increased taxes, is important. So whatever the issues are, we ought to be addressing them in the most reasonable way. I'm not familiar with the exact specifics on what Costco's the issues are with Costco.
Well, part of it is trying to get the Oasis thing pushed through, but Costco, of course, wants to move out there and build a much bigger mm-hmm. Area, and it just seems like it's still sitting there floundering around. So you want to bring you want to do something about jobs. What's your plan for bringing more jobs here to Redding?
Well, one of the ways would be to have a company come to Stillwater, not just Stillwater, but other locations, bring high-quality jobs, increase our revenue. So I think there are incentives that the city or state state incentives, whatever incentives are possible. Anything reasonable, I think we need to consider. It's not just looking for people coming in with jobs. We also have to train our employees, our high school students graduating from high school, so they're better qualified to work in whatever new jobs that are coming in. So we have hopefully they'll stay in our community, or if they graduate from high school, graduate from college, and come back to good jobs. So I think we need to focus on all of that.
Okay, the fact that, there's tax incentives, but what other things? I mean, I've had, other people come in here talking about broadband. Would you support the city putting together a group of people, almost like an incubator?
Yes.
For jobs and businesses, a business incubator.
Well, I think a way maybe people don't recognize that there are a lot of jobs developed by smaller companies, and if we can support that through incubator or other ways to increase small entrepreneurs to expand here in Redding.
Would you support putting in a high-speed cable, a fiber optic cable into the city?
I haven't studied that.
That would allow high-tech companies to come in and have a broadband ability to push, information around. At that point, you could have people working at home and all that.
Well, definitely.
I'm all for that, so I bring it up every time.
Well, I think we need that kind of flexibility. So I think we need to consider things that are reasonable that for the city, for the employers.
When you say education for the students, I mean, are you talking about, like, changing the curriculums here, or to add things to the curriculum, or to add schools? The idea of coding, the questions about adding coding classes to starting in first grade.
Well, I do agree with, we need to address what curriculum we are, especially with the new technologies. And in fact, recently at one of our school board meetings, I've asked that we make sure that the courses that are offered in technology, computer science, are focused on the current jobs, current and future anticipated jobs, so that we make sure that they're up to date, and the students leaving our high schools are the best prepared. Even for coding, start younger would be great. because we think that's the direction. That
well, we don't, but the city council doesn't really have a say in that, do they? But they, you can lean into it, though.
Yes, I like that. Lean in. Yes, but my experience now is on a school board, and that's where I can ask the questions and see that if our employers are saying, for example, we have these jobs, we don't have the right trained employees, then we need to look at what we're doing in our high schools.
Why didn't you run for a county school supervisor?
I'm
just wondering.
But I think I can be the most effective at the city council.
Okay. Because nobody ever runs against Tom.
Well, he's run unopposed both times, I think, yes.
Anyway, you know what, Randy, hang on. I'm going to take an early break, and we'll get to you as soon as we get back from these messages, or, you know, from our messages here. Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR 1460, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you've got a hot day and a little chip in your windshield and you hit it with the air conditioning, guess what? You now have a large crack in your windshield. Jeff Worst can fix that. He can fix those chips, and he guarantees it that the damage to your glass will not continue to grow or you get your money back. He fixed a crack in my windshield, about 12 inches crack. 5, 6, 7, who knows how many years ago. He fixed it, and it's never gotten any bigger, and you still can't see it. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Our guest, Christian Schrader, running for city council, and we'll be right back.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I walk back down.
No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot. Linda's getting ready for judging today at the fair, the talent show. We're going to go to the fair today. I'm going to go over and watch the grand champion. I'm going to go visit the grand champion and hog of the show, best of show, Aubrey Largent's pig. You know what? Just got to love that. You know, somebody that's worked that hard. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue. Local. Stay local, my friends, for a car, truck, or SUV, whether new or previously owned. They are your Ford, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. And they got great sales down there. Getting ready for that huge July 4th sale, of course. Dodge Ram, the truck that was truck of the year 2013 and 14. It's never happened before. In fact, Savannah's thinking about running out and getting a Dodge Ram, only because you want to get one of those little Ram things on the top of your hood, right? That when you catch that pedestrian pushing the shopping cart, you can just like really nail them with it. Okay, I'm just kidding about that. All right, so Redding Crown Motors, great deals, outstanding service department, 223-2177. My guest, Kristen Schrader, candidate for Redding City Council. And let's go to the phones. Randy, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Colonel. How you doing?
Hey, I'm peachy today. How about you there, buddy?
Oh, boy. It's a bit.
It's fair. It's the fair. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have some fun this weekend.
Hey, you have a question.
I wanted to ask your guest a quick question. I wanted to ask if she's aware of functional organizational charts, and would she be willing to do a departmental analysis and compare like jobs to see who's doing what within the city. And normally you will find multiple layers of supervision that's unnecessary, thereby allowing you to abolish some positions and be able to take that money and put it towards the police.
Okay, Randy, thanks.
Well, actually, I said earlier that I think we need to look at our budgets. We look at, when you're saying staffing, and make sure that it's run efficiently. In my experience in school, at our school district, we have made surgical cuts in our budget with regard to staffing. For example, the last year, the 2 years ago, we closed the high school offices during the summer because we wanted to be more cost-effective and stretch our dollars out to the, you know, the higher priority things. So I am used to that. I do agree that we need to evaluate all services, all programs, to make sure that they're run well, efficient, and provide the proper service to the community.
Okay. I think he's talking about if you just take a look at who does what, you may find out that there's layers that you can get cut a whole layer out or at least move people to different jobs.
Right. And so, I'm saying that I have had experience.
You've done that. Okay.
For example, in the high school and district, we have, you know, we've reduced the number of hours that employees work because we found that that's more efficient and they can get the job done.
Cool. Balanced budget is one of the things that you also put in here.
Mm-hmm.
We have a $300 million unfunded liability in the city.
Yes.
Balanced budget, unfunded liability of that much. How do you plan on doing this?
Well, we plan well. That's going to take a while to address. Obviously, every year we have to make decisions about how much money we pay. You know, we pay down our debt. And that's, for example, all governmental agencies, our school district is no different. We have unfunded liabilities. So we need to make proper planning, do strategic plans on addressing all of our needs so that we have needs for fixing potholes or our pipes that are aging. All of that needs to be balanced. And unfunded liability is no different. And it does seem like a very large number, which it is. It didn't happen overnight. We need to address it over the long term.
Do you think public employees should pay into their own retirement funds?
Well, they are now, and so yes, I agree.
Do you think that they should get into something like 401 plans where they're paying in that and we match a certain amount so we're not paying that much more 20 years down the road?
Well, I mean, any program is going to, if you have that benefit, which we, well, we do, and we've, you know, we've negotiated in good faith over the all the years, and the employees have contracts that we need to honor. But going forward, we need to evaluate what's the, with our budget, having balanced budget, we need to find what we can do in a good faith negotiation. So I'm not sure if the 401k is a better plan over the long term compared to the programs we have now.
I think, but everything's on the table.
Everything should be on the table, and I think the employees, you know, are should be respected for the work that they're doing, and we should honor the contracts that we have and look how we can make some reasonable decisions going forward.
I think so, too. And I don't think, you know, if you've already got a contract, you honor the contract. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. How do you feel about the sale of Turtle Bay or the land down at Turtle Bay to McConnell? How would you vote for that?
I support the construction of the hotel. The project, the sales price is $600,000, which is higher than the highest of the three appraisals for the property. And the construction of the hotel would provide $700,000 in annual increase in tax revenue that we could use to spend on public safety. So I support the sale of the property and the construction of the hotel.
Okay. What happens if it fails in this initiative that happens in November?
I think it would not benefit the city right now. I mean, then we wouldn't have the tax revenue. We'd have a parking lot instead of a hotel.
Yeah, parking lot not even near the river.
It's not, yes.
What was the other? Oh, ask everybody, Democrat or Republican?
I'm a registered Democrat. But this is not a partisan office.
But it tells – you're right, it's not. And we discussed this with other people the other day because I ask it all the time. But it also tells people that because there's a short period of time that we want everybody to know.
Yeah.
So, you know, so if somebody's registered Republican or a failed state or an independent or a libertarian or a Democrat, it kind of tells you how they think to a sense.
To a sense. But, for example, decisions we make should be based on merit and not politics. And so I.
And that's why I'm not following up with other questions.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I did.
No, I ask everybody who comes in just
yes,
what they are.
Yes, I know.
Okay. We got like 4 minutes left. This is yours. Talk to the people out there about what you're going to do. You know, I know a lot of people say, gosh, we really wish the city council could get along better. But frankly, I don't know if I really want that. I want them to be able to be able to go move forward. But I want diverse ideas coming out. I don't want everybody in lockstep. That's how we got into we're in with our unfunded liabilities right now. This is how we got into it. We need vision. We need somebody. What's your vision for 5 years from now, Kristen?
Well, my vision is that we have a safe community. We've educated our students the best we can, and we have a thriving economic community. So I agree with you to some extent that we totally need people with ideas. I've been in the community. I have worked within the community and demonstrated that I can take my own ideas or others' ideas, collaborate, and get things done. So you know, which would be involved with taking care of the crime issues, taking care of the homeless issues. And it means that we do need to get along, though. I think we need to have five city council members that are willing to listen to diverse ideas. And at the end of the day, if we don't all have the same opinions, but we can agree which works best for our community in the long run, that's a better situation than what we have. It appears we have now. And I know in the past our city has done that. People haven't always had the same views, but when they at the end of the day they move forward, we had projects, we had programs put in place that had made a positive difference in our community. So the reason I'm running again is because of my experience, and I have worked collaboratively on many important issues in our community and I want to do that going into the future.
Well, I think that's important. I think that we need to have people that work together in the community. Would you support having groups of people outside of politics come up with ideas, presenting them?
Well, I think the city has done that in the past. You know, they've taken specific issues and had commissions, programs, which would be to get people from outside of the elected officials,
which
or
is just
outside
what, which is just what I said.
Right, exactly. I agree with that.
But then I disagreed with myself after I said it. You know, I'm like, you know, here's my problem with. I'm talking about. Okay, that's not exactly what I was talking about, but I understand what you're saying, and you're right. I see. I don't want the city council to punt it. I'm paying you, no matter how much it is, I'm paying you to make a decision. I don't, you know, okay, this is the way it is about REU. I want Kristen or Patrick or whoever it is to make a decision and not put it off to a committee for 6 months.
Well,
because I have not seen anything come out of that since I've lived here that's been any good.
All right. Let's take an example that they're currently working on right now, which is homelessness. And a group of people are getting together that are outside of the city, mm-hmm. and they're saying, what are the best ways that we can address this issue? And then they'll come back with a proposal.
Okay. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
And something like that. Okay.
You're right. We need strategic planning. We need to do forward thinking. And even if we can't fund everything today, but we need to make plans for how we address all of our issues and think about it in the long-term way.
Kristen.
Yeah.
Welcome to the fight.
Yes.
We need we need Bravehearts and Joan of Arcs out there to lead us. We do. We need vision. We need people that can implement it.
I totally agree with you, and that's why I'm running for city council, because I can get things done.
Okay. Good. Hey, see how much time we have here. not much. Thanks a lot for being here.
Well, thank
and
you
good
for
luck.
Having me.
Oh, it's not going to be the only time.
You're
going to be back.
I know.
You're going to be
know.
Back. Hey, next week we're starting off of Ann Mooney that's talking about sexual trafficking and sexual assault here in the North State. It's going to be an interesting show. And what's this? Turn it up a little bit. We're not going to take it anymore. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. has invested a lot of blood and treasure in Iraq. Secretary of State Kerry says that's why the administration isn't ruling out military action to beat back the Sunni insurgency that's being led by ISIL terrorists.
The bottom line is that ISIL is a threat, not just to Iraq and to the entire region, but it is a threat to Europe, the United States, and other countries in the world.
There are reports of atrocities coming out of the uprising.
We've received reports of the summary execution of Iraqi army soldiers during the capture of Mosul and of 17 civilians in one particular street in Mosul City on the 11th of June.
Rupert Colville with the UN Human Rights Office. President Obama has said he's not ruling out any option for helping the Iraqi government, and the president's about to issue a